Hello.
Hi, Yan.
Hello.
Yeah, this is Peter here. You're back home?
Hello, Peter. Yeah. Hang on. Hey, Vega. I can't hear you. Hang on. No, yeah, okay. Try again.
Yeah, like, are you tired?
Yeah, not yet.
You are always cheerful, but after I heard you, I thought you were tired or something.
No, not really.
Yeah, you need.
Hey?
That's the smile I need.
I enjoy driving. I've got a nice vehicle to do it in, so, and there wasn't much traffic on the road, and it was most of the day, but it was a 2-hour trip, but that's fine. I do it again tomorrow, and I do it again on Monday.
Okay, tomorrow, you have to go to work tomorrow as well?
Yes, and Monday.
Okay, and Monday, what will be the convenient time to talk to you?
Monday's going to be a bit tricky because it's probably going to be most of the day in another town and that won't be possible to talk to anybody. So it's probably going to be later in the I don't know. I'll have, I'm just trying to think. It depends on what I get done and that sort of stuff. So probably after 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock, 6 o'clock on Monday.
Make it 6 o'clock on Monday.
Okay. And after Monday on Tuesday?
At this stage, I don't know what's happening Tuesday. Wednesday's out. Oh, hang on, no. Thursday, Friday's out. I don't know about the other 2 days yet. I'm still waiting on a shift roster.
Well, like the Tuesday, you have to go to work at 3 o'clock.
But what was that?
Like on Tuesday, you have to go to work on about 3 o'clock.
I work from 3 till 9, and then Wednesday I work. Thursday I work from 3 till 9 the next morning, and the same on Friday.
Okay then. Okay. Now tomorrow maybe I won't be available tomorrow, so I'll get back to you on Monday after 6.
Monday it'll be better because I'll be working. It'll probably go longer than they anticipated, so probably Monday.
That's fine. Then I'll call you back on Monday after 6. Okay?
It's whatever I can fit in at the moment.
I'm sorry?
That's whatever I can fit into the slots at the moment.
I'll call you back at after 6 and we're going to check. And within that day, maybe we'll receive the email from the HSBC.
Yeah, hopefully, yes. I've got his, all his information, so I'll see what happens on Monday or Tuesday, and then I'll, if it doesn't happen, I'll give him a ring.
Yeah, right then. Okay, I think you are a bit tired at the moment. You do want to?
Honestly, I'm just watching stupid television for something to do. I should be doing housework, but I'm just decided that not tonight. I'm not. I'm going to watch stupid television.
Oh, you had your dinner?
Yep.
All right. Then.
I came home and had it. And I'm just chilling out. That's all.
All right, that's fine. Now, it will want
to... Are you checking on me for what reason?
It is my duty. And I'll deal with my clients like my family. I treat them like my family, my friends. So I'm just like a different person, you know, like no one in the National Crime Agency. I don't think that they work like this, but... For my side, I work like this. I don't know. Like, I'm just like
Well, it's a bit like what I do. I spend a lot of time with my clients, and you know, I get the I know the full picture and everything. So that's exactly what I do. So yeah, but I'm not used to being kept on. I'm used to being just left alone.
No, I'm not your client, basically. You are my client.
What was that?
I'm not your client, basically. You are my client. So that's right.
Yeah, well, I just think I'm in for more strife if I get checked on all the time.
You are not my client anymore, by the way.
Oh, hey, who am I now? I'm nothing.
No, you are not my client anymore. You are like my friend. You can say that.
Oh, dear. All right. Yeah. It's all too much at the moment, Peter, I can tell you.
Do you think that I'm trying to flirt with you?
I don't notice that, but you're not getting very far, did you notice?
Sorry about it. If I have done it.
No, look, it's fine. But I just, you know, I'm a straight down the line person, and that's the way it is. And black is black, and white is white, and that's the way it is with me.
So do you think that I'm trying to be, you know, going so fast or something like that?
What was that?
Do you think that I'm trying to go like I'm going very fast? Do you think that?
I'm just, there's just still a lot of doubt there, and I just don't know. So I'm not making any, I don't know. I just feel very uncomfortable, and I, the whole situation has just shaken me to pieces. But anyway.
Okay, tell me, what are the doubts you are having? You should be, you need to, before we do anything, you need to understand the whole circumstances, right? So that's what I'm asking you, that you need to ask me that before you do anything, okay? So if you have got any doubts in your mind, you should have asked me that, what about this?
No, I don't want you to
doubt anything over this.
I had this dream the other night, and it was horrible. And it was like, I shouldn't tell you this. It was this guy. It was like, you know, those stupid clowns that laugh and carry on when something goes wrong, and they laugh at you in the most raucous laugh. He said, you think you got away with it. You think you're safe now, but the next lot coming is far worse, it's far worse because these guys are the true hackers. And I thought, so I wake up and I had a cold sweat, and I was like, oh my God, I can't do this any longer. But anyway, I got over it, so that's fine. it's for the average person. You guys are used to it, but for the average person to get a phone call like I got that first time, and say to me what they said, it shook me to pieces. It's just not the life I'm used to.
Yeah, I do understand. But do you really think that I'm the person who's trying to do something wrong with you?
No, I don't think so. I don't know. No, I don't. But I still get that fear every now and then, and I can't help that. I'm stuck till it's all sorted. But it'll be right. It'll be right. No, it's just a very unnerving thing when you started off with a phone call, you've been da 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 da, and it's still there, and I can't help it. It'll be there till it's all sorted out.
Yeah, right. Okay, but
you've got to think of, I've never had anything to do with anything like this before, and I'm wary, I'm anxious, and I'm all those things, but I just have to live with it for the moment.
All right. You do one thing, you just take rest and enjoy your weekend. I'll get back to you on Monday. All right? Till now.
Do what?
Yeah, I said that you enjoy your weekend for now and don't have to think about it. Okay? I'll get back to you on Monday. Then I'll tell you that what we need to do next. Okay?
Just don't make it too complicated, please. Because the more complicated it is, the more frightening
no,
it is, okay?
It's not complicated. That's what I say, that
mm-hmm.
you don't have to think about it for now. Once I will get back to you on Monday, then I'll make you explain each and everything one more time.
Oh, dear, oh dear. It's a different world, isn't it?
Yeah, right. Just like this. So that you don't have to think about it.
It seems to me at the moment that everybody is talking about scams and hackers and everything else. Every time somebody opens their mouth lately, that's all I hear. And I just think, right, walk away, walk away, walk away. But it's becoming more prevalent and people are scared.
Yeah, I understand. But see that this is how we have to deal with it.
Mm-hmm.
And that is how it is very important to catch these hackers and these bank employees down, because it might be happen tomorrow. There are more person can be attacked by these hackers and they might lose their money. So that is the reason why.
Is it ever going to stop? It's just going to get worse and worse, isn't it?
Yeah, it's getting worse day by day. I don't think that it will going to get stopped. Because there are more hackers than the people who work in the National Crime Agency or for the police. All right. There are more and more hackers. So we need to clear them all. So for a moment, we have found out the hackers who belong to the Combank and the Thailand. So first of all, we need to catch them up and we have to break through their chain.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see what happens there.
It's just a bad, it's for me, who knows nothing about, has never really had to know anything about it. And,
there are lots of people have been scammed and they are nothing, they have got nothing left at the moment because they have been used by these bank employees. Right? So you are helping the nation to stop these sort of things for a time being.
Am I going to get to join the police force, am I?
you should be proud of yourself that whatever you have done for us, and we are also proud of you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I've tell you what, there's been a lot of uncomfortableness.
It needs lots of encouragement, you know, so.
Okay. All right. Well, just as long as you're not one of them, that's fine.
All right, Anne. You enjoy your weekend. I'll get back to you on Monday. All right.
Working for 2 days.
And that's what you love to do.
But it fills in the day and it makes the day easier when you haven't got time to think about things.
Yes, right. That's what I. Yeah, I understand.
That's why I'm like I am, because I've got too much time. If I've got time on my hands, I'm no good. I've got to be flat out all the time.
Yes, right. That's fine. You are like me, actually. All right.
Well, I am just going to take it easy, and I'll talk to you later.
Yeah, right. I'll talk to you on Monday after 6.
Yes. Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.